No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is hit. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, major NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I have a whole lot of fun in the process. Noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. You can join Steve Taylor, who does a phenomenal job on Wednesdays, basically noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch, come join us. We are live in studios here at 93.7 The Ticket. On this particular fine show, we talk Husker sports, college football, and general sports as well. And in the theme of general sports, well, real quick, we are continuing to give away free stuff. So like us, people. Like us a lot. No, it's Automotive Solutions, phenomenal company. They do phenomenal work. We're going to do the fifth caller once again. Be caller number 5. And you will receive a prize, a $100 gift certificate to Automotive Solutions, 2040 Southwest 5th Street here in Lincoln. Here are the conditions. They're very, very not difficult. You must make an appointment. Good for mechanical repairs, preventive maintenance services, or vinyl services. It is, it's all caps, is transferable. Expires in 180 days after receipt by a listener to be validated by station upon picking it up. You can pick it up at the station here, 93.7 The Ticket Studios at 11th and O Street. And the rules to this are very, very complicated. Call in, try to be caller number 5, and you will win this certificate. Now, this thing is eventually going to morph over time. All right, by the way, tomorrow, Carriker's Trivia Challenge. Be ready, all right? But today, just be caller number 5, and we will patch you through, and I will give you a trivia question. It does not matter if you get it right or wrong. It's purely just for fun because you are the winner if you're caller number 5. So, what's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
You know, we are 0-2 with our caller inners getting the trivia question right. Is it too hard of a question I'm coming up with? I literally just make it up on the spot. Do you want to make it up today? You come up with it today.
Okay.
Tell me and I'll ask them. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Give me like smoke signals or something. All right. So call in, be a winner, be caller number 5. Now, 5 minutes ago, Jake, I was stunned by this when you told me. Because it makes no sense. Eric Bieniemy, all right, former Colorado Buffalo, don't hold that against him. Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator. A lot of people thought he was going to be a head coach in the NFL. And still could be one day. His road just got a little bit harder. Super Bowl champion as an offensive coordinator. UCLA Bruins offensive coordinator, hired this past offseason, was just fired. It's amazing how quickly the world of coaching and football can change. Hey, this guy should be head coach in the NFL to you're now fired as a collegiate offensive coordinator. Now, they had the 117th ranked offense in the country, but I'm looking at this and I'm like, a couple of things. First of all, you're in year one. What did you expect? It's not like UCLA's defense was dominant or anything. slightly better than the offense. But if you look at the rankings, they're not that much better. And now I look at their coaching staff. You got to keep in mind, Deshaun Foster, their head coach, has never been a coordinator, never called plays in a game. They don't have a guy on staff right now who's ever called plays in a college football game. I mean, I don't have a dog in this fight. Like, I don't care. I like UCLA, mostly because when I was a kid, I liked their uniforms. That was it. Beyond that, I could care less. All right? I like that they used to be good at basketball. I love John Wooden's quotes. They won the NCAA championship 10 years in a row. Can you even fathom that? That's crazy. I also like North Carolina because I like their uniforms. You know, beyond the obvious, you know, big red school. Those were kind of the other schools that I rooted for. I wasn't too far from Pullman. Not a lot to do there. But Washington State was 2 hours from where I grew up, the University of Washington State. So I grew up very much anti, if you know me, anti-Alabama, anti-Miami for obvious reasons, anti-Yankees. But also anti-Washington Huskies. I don't have that much of a dislike for them anymore. They were never that big a deal to me. Eric Bieniemy has been let go. I'm just surprised. Obviously, this is not an area with which I'm a particular expert. But this is a guy who has a heck of a resume. And I don't know how you don't give him. He was brought in last March. Because Foster was hired in February when Chip Kelly left late January to go from being a head coach to an offensive coordinator. Just like Gus Malzahn did, going from UCF's head coach. Now he's the offensive coordinator of Florida State. I don't know. It just surprises me. You can let me know if I'm cuckoo crazy on the text line. All right. If you're the fifth caller and we patch you through, you can tell me if I'm cuckoo crazy or not. I don't have too much of a dog in this fight, so we're going to move on. But the one thing, you know, I haven't talked much about Tony White going to Florida State here on the Adam Carriker Show on the Ticket. And there's pluses, minuses. It's been thrown around a lot. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. But one thing that occurred to me is he's going, because some people are like, oh, is Florida State a lateral move? Is it an upgrade because it's warmer weather, et cetera, et cetera? Here's my thought. It's a hot seat job. Mike Norvell is on the hot seat. They go from undefeated. Okay, do you realize since they were undefeated and snubbed from the college football playoff, whether you agree or not, they are 2-11 since then. 2-11. It's amazing that, like, Oklahoma State, I got some stats here on Oklahoma State, and Florida State, their season should be studied. So here's the thing with Oklahoma State. They won 10 games and made a Big 12 title game just a year ago. The Cowboys then had 85% of the production, the second most in the entire FBS, 21 starters out of 22, second most in the entire Power Four, and the nation's leading rusher, their entire offensive lineback, coming back this year. All right, the Pokes just went 3-9 and winless in the Big 12. Arizona State was picked to finish last in the Big 12. They just might win it on Saturday. Oklahoma State was one of the favorites. They didn't even win a freaking game in the Big 12. There should be a study on their season. There should be a study on Florida State's season. So if I'm Tony, I'm looking at this and I see positives. I see positives at Nebraska. But one thing that hasn't been talked about, that's a hot seat job. He might be looking for a job again next year if it doesn't go well at Florida State. I don't know. Just a thought that kind of occurred to me that I thought was a little bit interesting. A couple other thoughts. We're going to dive into some transfer portal intel. I'm going to give some grades on National Signing Day. At 12:30, I'm going to be joined by former Nebraska Cornhusker Brandon Riley. This dude is an all-around good dude, but here's the thing most people don't know. All right, he was Dekel Shorts, our new wide receivers coach. He was his roommate for a time in the NFL. They were both undrafted players to the same team, and they were paired together as roommates for a time. So obviously a lot of questions I can ask Brandon about his career, about his thoughts on the Huskers. Also, let's get to know our wide receivers coach a little bit, from a little bit of a unique angle. All right. How we're going to end the show? I got like 18 pages of notes here, so we'll see what's left over. All right. Do we have any callers yet? Do we got a fifth caller, Jake?
I think we do, but I think Rico just gave the money and let him run.
All right, so we're not going to patch anyone through today?
No, doesn't look like
it. I am throwing you under the bus. That is entirely Jake, and apparently Rico needs to eat. I'm going to throw them under the bus for that. It's never my fault when things go bad. It's always my fault when things go right. Isn't that how it works, Jake?
I think so, pretty much.
I appreciate that. You didn't have to support me in that, but I appreciate
it. Well, it works. It's the same way in my marriage, so I'm used to it.
I feel like that was a joke with a whole lot of truth in it. That's what I feel like. All right, so I apologize. Caller number 5 will not be patched through today, but they still get the reward, right? The Automotive Solutions, the $100 gift certificate, pick it up here at the station, everything I went through earlier. Half the fun of that for me is just making up a trivia question on the spot. All right, so here's I'm going to make one up for you, Jake.
Okay.
I'm literally making this up. All right, how many years in a row, since we're both Creighton experts here,
uh-oh.
I just saw the stat this morning. That's why I'm going with this. I was not going to ask this of the fan. It would be a little bit too difficult. So it is challenging. How many years in a row has Creighton basketball beaten a top 10 team? They just beat number 1 Kansas. Was it last night? By 13 points. Yeah. How many years in a row have they beaten a top 10 team?
So 2 years in a row, a number 1 team, a top 10 team.
Oh, get your eyes off the table. What are you looking at?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just thinking
around. Looking at the screen. Stop moving your fingers. No Google.
I'll guess. It's been a good program.
More than zero, less than 1,000. There's your hand.
I'll guess 7.
Close. 10. 10 years in a row.
Wow.
10 years in a row.
That's impressive.
I just showed some love to Creighton basketball. Hey, while I'm just talking about everything that's not Husker related to start off the show, that's just the way it goes. You never know what's going to happen. All right, I had found, here we go. Creighton volleyball. It can't be too nice because they lost to Nebraska earlier this year, but they're having a great season. 29-2 and a number two seed. Is that right? Or number 3 in the NCAA tournament. 29-2, a 935 winning percentage, 18-0 in conference. And they won their last 22 consecutive matches in a row and finished the season undefeated at home 17-0. And just for random, fun, good stats, they were 3-0 in neutral sites. So, shout out. Showing some love to everybody, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's a random stat, Husker-related, that I thought was interesting. Let's see. Dante Dowdell tied for second in the Big Ten with the most amount of touchdown rushes at 12. Jordan James, Kyle Manungai, finished with 13. Dante Dowdell, tied with a couple other players, finished second in the Big Ten with 12 rushing touchdowns on the season. All right, real quick, Jake, if anything pops up on the text line, is there anything you want to hit me with real quick before I dive into a little bit of transfer portal intel here?
Bill and Bennett says, I hope Adam isn't becoming a damn Jasker, so a little bit of concern
Absolutely not. Just trying to... not discriminate against blue people, but that would come across wrong. The people in blue, okay, I don't discriminate. So if you're in blue, I will treat you like a human. I just don't root for the same team as you do. Any other thoughts?
Ohio Husker said, Adam, I think he is the head coach in waiting. That's why he took the job. Speaking of course, Tony White.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I mean...
What do you think about that?
I don't think... Head coach, I don't think Mike Norvell wants to go anywhere.
Yeah.
He's a young guy. And the opposing, I don't want to say opposing coordinator, but the offensive coordinator for Florida State was just a head coach at UCF, and he was a head coach at Auburn before that. Won a national title with Cam Newton, right? He was Cam Newton's head coach? I'm pretty sure. So he's a national championship winning coach from Auburn, has a Heisman Trophy winner, head coach at UCF. Now, he's obviously not dying to be a head coach. He just voluntarily left to be an OC, so maybe he has no interest in a head coach. But he's a potential, if something happened with Mike Norvell, potential head coaching candidate. I do think Tony White's going to be a head coach one day. I think we all believe that. We're all on board with that. He's a heck of a recruiter, heck of a good coach as well. I think I think Mike Norvell wants to be there for a while. I do think Florida State's going to bounce back. I think the level of expectation has been lowered incredibly for them. So we'll see what happens, though. All right. I was intrigued by the move. I think there's a couple of more things that go into it behind the scenes that I've chatted about elsewhere. While we're on the topic of defensive coordinators, I actually, if you're so inclined, I literally at noon scheduled it to go out on YouTube. A Character Chronicle show just dropped. And I talk about the defensive coordinator position specifically. But I recorded that last night. And a couple of things occurred to me. And I had a couple of conversations this morning that are obviously not in the show because I recorded it last night. So here's a couple of things per conversations that I've had and or things that have just kind of popped into my head this morning that are not in that show. Now, that show is loaded. Go check it out. Update on Heinrich Harburg's status. You know, what's going on with him. I spoke to about his trusted inside sources. You're going to find there exactly what's going on with him and his future with Nebraska. And then the defensive coordinator update on the search. But Rob Dvorak is a guy who's not somebody that I bring up, but he's a guy that a lot of people think actually could be a very good defensive coordinator. Current Nebraska defensive line coach. A linebackers coach. He's got direct ties to Kansas City recruiting, St. Louis recruiting, everything that Matt Rhule talked about yesterday. So the guy on everyone's mind is John Butler for obvious reasons. And I should mention with John Butler, yes, the secondary was the weakness of the defense. He has an insane resume. All the above is true. Okay, but one thing that has not been mentioned is one reason he left Buffalo was because they hired a new defensive coordinator this year after he'd been there as an assistant coach, and he was not the one hired. Like, a lot of people think he could be a defensive coordinator in the NFL. And that was one reason he didn't stay there. He's like, I'm tired of bouncing around to be position coach to position coach. So he comes to Nebraska to be a position coach. But I think Matt Rhule kind of laid it out. I think John Butler was hired with a thought in mind. Now, right now, he's the defensive coordinator through the bowl game. Now, one could argue, well, if he's going to make him the defensive coordinator, why doesn't he do it now? I think there's legit interest from some very interesting names out there. I think Matt Rhule's like, I can hire John, and I'm good with that, but I want to, and that's what I talk about in the other show, like Character Chronicles. Check it out on YouTube, CharacterChronicles.com. Some of the other names, but what I did not talk about was Rob Dvorak's a guy that I think because of John Butler already being on staff, just a couple years ago, he was on the under 30 list. Very young coach with a very bright future, very high thought of talking about Dvorak. With Butler, it's interesting. I think we all kind of know what was in the back of Rhule's mind when he hired him. At the same time, he hasn't hired him yet, and I think there's legit interest from a lot of very interesting names, and I'm curious to see how this defensive coordinator thing pans out. And here's something per the conversations I had. Now, if Ryan Walters gets hired here, my first question is going to be like, you still hate Nebraska? But barring that, he might have a few questions for me after what I'm about to say. I am not as interested in him being our defensive coordinator as I originally was when Terrell Farley told me he was available Monday, Tuesday, whenever he got fired. Here's a couple of things I learned. When he left Illinois, folks in Illinois, how about this? His last year there, when they had a really good defense, so to speak, they gave up an average of 29 points per game. This past year, they gave up 22. They're better 2 years later without him there. Folks in Illinois credit it more to Bielma, the head coach, than they did Ryan Walters. And folks at Purdue, you got to keep in mind, he just went 1-11. But his defenses at Purdue were bad. They were flat out bad. All right. If you're going to be a defensive-minded head coach, your defenses at least have to be good. If his defenses were good, they just would have fired the offensive coordinator, brought in a new offensive coordinator there with the Boilermakers. But they let him go. All right. And folks at Purdue weren't too sad to see him go. And I'm talking on a football level. All right. None of this is, it's ever never personal with me. So for me, after hearing some of these things, I'm like, I'm a lot less interested in Ryan Walters. All right, you got any thoughts on that, Jake, real quick at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is one of the names that you think of immediately just because he's out there. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems like a long shot. I still think he's going to be, get a good landing spot this offseason, but might not be the top of your list.
He'll get picked up somewhere where they don't wear red. All right. Let's see here. And I'm going to give my thoughts, final grades on National Signing Day, the recruiting class. But let's do this real quick. Some transfer portal intel, because it's going to open up. Like, people think it's already open. It opens December 9th, Monday. All right. So of the top 20 players in the transfer portal right now are going into the transfer portal that we know are going in. Seven of them are receivers. Like, it is the deepest position in the transfer portal, which is very, very good for Nebraska because we need some receivers to come. We've only got one starting receiver coming back. The next biggest name in line was Malachi Coleman. He's gone. All right. So we need some receivers to come in. If you look at the other side of the ball, a lot of our three deep has gone on defense too. Basically, our entire two deep at the D line is gone. Like if we had to put, oh man, we need to do some work in the transfer portal, which is why I'm actually leading off the show with that today. And part of it is I've discussed the signing day class, and I'm excited about it. And there's some low-key things to be excited about, some more obvious things to be excited about. But that's why I'm starting off with the transfer portal. Now, we probably do at some point. I know Rule was asked about bringing in a fourth quarterback. He really talked around the question, which it was just completely fine. But I know Heinrich Harburg is going to play other positions. Matt Rule even said, and I knew it beforehand, but he said, I promised that Harburg's going to play other positions. Well, that's going to... He can still be the backup quarterback, but it makes it more challenging. And then you're left with a true freshman. So they do at some point need to bring in another quarterback, whether Jalen Gromstad stays, which he didn't play a snap this year. So with all due respect to a kid I love very much, the NAIA Player of the Year, and I'm a fan of, I think we need someone who, if called upon, would be trusted to contribute immediately without hesitation. And again, with all due respect to him, the dude can play. He's going to be a very good coach. He wants to be a football coach. All right, I'm not saying we're going to bring in some of these guys, but they're the guys that, you know, pop off the page to me right now. They want to be starters. I doubt if this is where they would land, but there's going to be more names to add, and I'm going to get into some of the wide receivers. But Miller Moss, USC quarterback, is in the portal. He's the number 7 player in the portal. Caden Salter, right? He was the Liberty quarterback. If you remember, they went undefeated and then got curb stomped in the Fiesta Bowl by Oregon. So nobody paid any attention to him this year. He had over 1,000 yards rushing, over 2,000 yards passing this past year. He had a rough year. It was a regression, ladies and gentlemen, but he's in the portal. Okay, now let's get, I don't expect either one of those guys to come, just kind of putting that out there. All right, when you look at the wide receiver position and people we expect to be in the portal, I keep saying in the portal, but we know they're going to be in the portal. All right, Kentucky star wide receiver Barry and Brown is in the portal. Actually, their top two receivers are in the portal as well. All right, but Kentucky star wide receiver Barry and Brown, he's a guy who was a 4-star recruit coming out of high school. He's going to be a senior. He's going to be looking for early playing time, all right, sooner rather than later. A lot of guys are, but this guy really is as well, right? Also, Kentucky star wide receiver Dane Key plans to enter the transfer portal as well. Their top two targets are in. Hey, Dekel Shores, how close were you with your players last year? Because there's your two best receivers. Going to go in the portal. Why don't you come bring them on over to the good guys, because we can offer some money, not mine, because I don't know how much we can offer, but we can offer money and we can offer play time, like right away. And those two guys have proven they can play. They could come in, be impact players. All right. Eric Rivers, a little lesser known from Florida International. All right. But again, he's one of the top 20 players in the portal right now. He's a wide receiver. Two former 5-star wide receivers. Micah Hunter from Texas Tech. And Deontay Cook from Texas. And when I saw his name in there, I'm like, no SEC title game, huh? No college football playoff game for him, I guess. So, I mean, Jake, what are your thoughts on, like, why? I know why the portal ends now, because players need to find, it opens now, because players need to find a home before second semester in January. But the timing, can you imagine if NFL free agency was right before the playoffs? Can you imagine if the NFL draft was the week of the first round of the playoffs or the week of the AFC-NFC championship game, like the conference championship games this weekend? The timing of some of these things in college football, it's not ASA 7, Jake. It's not ASA 8. It's ASA 9. It just makes no sense. All right, Jake, do you have any thoughts on any of that real quick?
Oh, just a further another example that college football is a mess. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to watch those guys, but it's all about the transfer portal, obviously, moving forward. And I know a lot of guys are saying, well, why don't they wait after the bowl game even for Huskers to transfer? It's about the 2025 season. It's about moving forward.
Couldn't agree more. And in those players' eyes, this past year's done. Stick a fork in it. All right, just for good measure, Texas A&M, former Texas A&M quarterback Connor Wegman is also in the portal again. I don't expect any of those quarterbacks to come here because they're going to want to go somewhere else and start. All right. And to be clear, all right, I want to be clear. None of this is actually happening right now because, ladies and gentlemen, that would be tampering. And nobody does that. Of course, that's not happening. And it's never happened. Wink, wink. All right. Let's talk a little bit about how much time I got left, Jake. Should we head to break?
Yeah, probably pretty soon.
The final segment will now be discussing, discussing grades for Nebraska's National Signing Day class. All 19 players who are expected to sign. Jeremiah Jones thought about going to the bad guys, stayed with the good guys last minute, and we flipped a four-star receiver, Cortez Mills, out of Florida, took him away from Oklahoma. 20 signees. I've got some thoughts on some of the particular signees, the class as a whole, but when we come back, former Nebraska Husker wide receiver Brandon Riley will be joining us. Don't go anywhere.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.